Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, 5 words, 5 grand is getting bigger.
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Why is it called a mugs game, Dave? Well, firstly, mugs game is one of the only authentic impressions I can do without offending anybody. So that's one reason. Yes. The second is because you're playing for a mug. It's an Absolute Radio mug that you can take to your place of work or keep in your kitchen. It is entirely up to you what you do with it. Now, we've taken a clip from yesterday's show. We've blanked a little bit out, and all you need to do is identify what is missing. And yesterday, for the first time ever, we opened the doors to the Fib Club. We were focused on the workplace, and we received this text. I want skived off work so many times that I ran out of excuses. So me and my friend decided after a night of clubbing to make our own so that I could claim to have fractured my wrist.
Wow, that is such a great idea.
And yes, I got away with it. The MacGyver of Fibbers is what we've got here in Mandy. So what did listener Mandy make to skive off after night clubbing? Was it A, cast made from plaster of Paris, or B, did he make up an unheard-of tropical disease that specifically affects the bones of the lower arm? A or B...
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it's time for a mugs game. And playing along this morning on line one is Neil. Good morning, Neil.
Morning, Dave. Morning, Mike and the team.
Keep it going, Neil. Neil is an operations manager in Doncaster. Get this, he loves Absolute Radio 70s, which is lovely to hear. But also, Neil is a bit of a completist when it comes to our daily podcast.
Oh.
And this morning, he's already listened to yesterday's podcast.
Really?
Which means, Neil, you're going to be on the podcast tomorrow when you listen to it in the morning. So... would you like to give yourself, future Neil, a shout-out?
I'd love to say, don't laugh so much that you're going to crash the car when you're driving.
Don't laugh so much.
Good
okay,
advice.
Big shout-out to future Neil. Drive carefully. The brand new edition of the pod will be made available just after 10. But right now, Neil, it is a mugs game. And yesterday we opened the Fib Club. And listener Mandy made something to skive off work after a night of clubbing. But was it a cast made from plaster of Paris? Or did he make up a new tropical disease that specifically affects the bones of the lower arm? A or B, Neil?
It was A, the plaster cast.
Let's see if you're right. So me and my friend decided after a night of clubbing to make our own cast from plaster of Paris.
Well done, Neil.
Of course he got it right. He's just listened to it.
Is that cheating
if you listen to the podcast before that?
Oh, because that would have been on yesterday's show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So he's just heard it.
No,
so
he's just done the extracurricular listening.
Well, yes, yeah, it's best practice. All listeners, if you want a mug, that's what you should do.
Well, I don't know. I think I agree with what you said first of all. And we're going to have to take the mug back, I'm afraid, Neil.
Sorry, Neil.
This is...
Sorry, this, future Neil,
yeah,
as well.
Neil from the past is very disappointed, future Neil, just to let you know. Thanks for tuning in, Neil. Bye now, Neil. Bye. Take care. Bye, Neil. Oh, hello again, Neil. It is your Thursday morning. No, it's not. It's Wednesday.
Oh, what's going on?
Look outside. The world's just all trees now and leaves and dinosaurs walk amongst us.
I think he's really going to struggle to keep control of that car, Dave.
Because this is hilarious, right, guys?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's Cool Badge Day. If you'd like to hand in the Cool Badge, have you committed or witnessed a crime against Cool? The details are 8, 12, 15. That's on the way. But right now, as promised, it's time for the social ammunition. Matt, what's going on out there?
Well, it's been a few days, so it's high time we had another Big Shop Top 10 from TikTok.
Yes.
And we go high-end this morning. Okay. Last, one of the more obvious ones is number one. I would suggest. Here you go. Here it is.
Biggest John Lewis stores in the UK.
Oh,
at number four
yes.
is John Lewis Dublin. It is 250,000 square feet. Number three is John Lewis Leeds. It is 257,000 square feet.
Yes, Leeds.
At number two is John Lewis Kingston. It is 359,000 square feet.
Wow,
at number one, and the largest John Lewis store in the UK, is John Lewis Oxford Street.
Oh.
It is 678,000 square feet.
Of course.
Where are they keeping it?
I know her!
I keep expecting that guy to be wear sunscreen.
Yes, yeah. There's a bit of Baz Luhrmann to him, isn't
there? I'll walk past it later and I go, oh, congrats.
Yeah, yeah. Don't get your picture taken with it. Yeah, to celebrate.
We could go down there with a load of balloons, a marching band. Have you guys seen TikTok?
I'm so pleased.
I think they know they're the biggest. They know.
Yeah, they've got that kind of big John Lewis energy.
Sort of overconfident southerner vibe. Yeah. I mean, because Nottingham is also in the top 10. The big
Not in the clip you just played, is it, mate? So why are you banging on about it?
It's number 7. But when you have a local connection, that one used to be called Jessop's years ago. For some reason, John Lewis stores had regional variations of names. But now they're all
He's asking for it.
I mean, I don't know why that happened.
Let's look no further than Peter Jones.
But I mean, it was the old different names because they were still unique, but still part of the same company, like sort of are you being served type vibe.
Oh, man,
Mrs. Slocum, etc. Anyway, speaking of sitcoms, Dave, the US meme factory Puberty have set a question over the past 24 hours, which two sitcom characters from different shows do you think could get along really well? What a great little thought.
Oh, can we make it a two-song question?
Oh, we certainly should.
Can we? We'll say it again for everybody.
Which two sitcom characters from different shows do you think would get along really well?
So we're thinking spin-off show here with two separate characters.
From different universes coming together.
That's a great
two-song
question.
So they started with Neil Patrick Harris's character from How I Met Your Mother and Joey from Friends. They were all quite American-focused. It was like Rose from Golden Girls and Ariana Grande's character from Sam and Cat, which would undoubtedly get on. But I'm thinking more sort of British sitcom heroes.
100%
like
you are.
Blackadder Baldrick from Blackadder and Onslow from Keeping Up Appearances. Can you imagine those two getting together? They'd have a great time.
Yeah.
Or maybe...
The sidekick union strikes again.
Johnson from Peep Show and Mike from The Young Ones. They'd hit it off, wouldn't they?
I'd like to see Super Hans and Dwight Schrute together.
Oh, wow.
Just running a farm. That's what I'd like to see. It's a great two-song question. Which two sitcom characters from different shows would really get along, would you like to see together in their own show?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
One breakfast show, 9 different playlists if you're listening on the main station. That's the brand new one by Noel Gallagher, of course. You can listen to whichever one of our stations you choose. They're right there on your digital radio. They're on your smart speaker. They are all available in the free Absolute Radio app. Now, Matt brought us a two-song question during the Social Ammunition, well, two songs ago, and it was which two sitcom characters from different shows would get along really well. So this was asked by an outlet on X, and it's had millions of responses, and we've had a fair few here into the studio. Thank you.
Great ones coming in.
Sarah says it has to be Basil Fawlty and Victor Meldrew, surely.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
It's an angry sitcom, isn't it? See them together. Dave, the hapless Prince Regent from Blackadder the Third, and Rachel Green from Friends. She would think he was adorable, says Jenny in Manchester. Mrs. Bouquet and Margot from The Good Life, says Andy T.
Two peas in a pod, aren't they?
Are they? Okay. Yeah. Some of these are slightly older than we would.
You wouldn't have heard of them.
What's The Good Life? I don't know what you're talking about. If it's not Peep Show, mate, I don't know what
you're
talking about.
You only know The Inbetweeners. That's it.
That's all I've got. Well, none of these have got The Inbetweeners. None of these went to Neil. Morning, guys. For me, it has to be Patsy from Ab Fab and Eddie from Bottom.
Oh,
that's good.
Now, when that came in, Matt, you made an interesting point.
I thought, oh, isn't that, aren't they married in real life? But no, it's Eddie from Ab Fab and Eddie from Bottom are married in real life.
Yes, and
Eddie and Eddie, I'd like to see. But that's amazing. Patsy and Rick would be great.
Basil Fawlty and Moss from the IT Crowd, says Seb in Devon. Alan Partridge and David Brent for a total cringe fest from Johnny in Rochdale. It's like a Red Nose Day event.
Why have they done that?
Yeah, it's Catherine Tate and Tony Blair all over again.
It really is. Rabsy Nesbitt and Del Boy from Jim in Knox. Jim Royal and Onslow? Rich the Trucker.
Too young to remember.
I don't know what you're talking about, mate. Not a clue. Nellie Boswell from Bread and Mrs. Brown. And I suggest the spin-off is called Brown Bread. Well done, everybody. Thank you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. It is time right now for radio's easiest game to play, but the hardest one to win.
Five words,
5 grand with Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
I'm playing this morning. Good morning, Mr. Dormer. Good morning, kids.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Hey, isn't that lovely? Morning. A little bit of wholesome content on your Wednesday morning. Lovely Very stuff. Nice. So what we have here is Mr. Dormer, who is the Games and Forest School teacher at Danes Hill. He also drives the school bus, and the kids are on the bus right now. Once again, good morning, kids.
Morning.
And happy birthday to Freddie, who was 11 yesterday. Oh, happy birthday,
Freddie.
Happy birthday.
Oh,
there he is.
OK, so, sir, have you ever matched 5 words in the past?
Well, one of them is telling me I have, but I think I've only done a 3. But Penny's claiming I have done a 5.
Well, Penny's got no reason to lie. And obviously, Penny would know because you play along every morning on the school bus.
Yes.
That's correct.
Oh, we love this. OK, guys, I'm going to spin the random player generator. Would you most... give me a cheer to represent who you'd most like to get. Would you most like to get Matt Dyson?
Yeah!
Oh, very good.
Or Emma Jones! Ouchies!
Wow! Thanks, kids.
I think that's the biggest ouchie in radio history.
Whoa. Kids can be so cruel.
Well, I'm leaving tomorrow, so...
Yeah, I know, it's off on maternity leave! Or would you like Glenn Moore?
No, no.
It's like being at one of your early stand-up gigs.
This is a nightmare.
Right, let's spin the random player generator and see who you've got. Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn
Moore.
Glenn.
Great.
Nah, no, I wouldn't do it.
Glenn. Glenn. Hey, come on. Isn't that good news, kids?
Yeah.
There you go. Go
okay,
on.
I'm leaving the studio. Let's see if I'll come back.
You might have to get your kids' sound effect ready for when they join in. We've got canned kids.
Canned kids. That's how much they loathe the team. Right. Let's get back to business, shall we? Can I just say, nicely played, kids. That was hilarious. That was well done. Thank you. Okay, here we go. Mr. Dormer, kids, I'm going to give you 5 words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the first word you think Glenn Moore is going to give me, because shortly I'll give Glenn Moore the same 5 words. And if they all match up, Chris, you're going to win £5,000. Good luck to you all. Here we go.
Thank you.
So, obviously, Chris, the kids can help. We love that. We know they play every morning, but the final say is yours. That's the word I'm going to lock in, OK?
No problem.
Here we go. Personal.
Diary.
What do you reckon?
Ooh.
Development.
Diary.
Space.
Diary.
Good suggestions.
Space.
I'm going for space.
Personal space. Excellent. Excellent work. Up next, fork. F-O-R-K. Fork.
Knife.
Ready straight in there. Knife.
Okay, the birthday boy has spoken. That's I'm locking up. It in. Loft. L-O-F-T. Loft.
E-Attic. Loft. Lots of people have loft extensions, though.
E-Attic.
Yeah. I'm going to go extension, loft extension.
Loft extension is good.
I would love to buy one with the 5 grand.
Your penultimate word is mini. M-I-N-I, mini.
Me, size.
What about mouse? I'm going mouse.
This is great.
One of the kids said mini me. I can't believe there's Austin Powers knowledge amongst the 8.5 to 11-year-olds of the UK. Okay, here we go. And finally, Mr. Dormer, kids, the word is wind. W-I-N-D. Wind.
Glove.
Wind. This is funny. This was on the Alexa app yesterday when I practiced.
Oh, wind.
Practice with my daughter Heidi. Wind. Gust. We're going to go gust.
Gust.
Gust. Nicely played, guys. Well done. Stay exactly where you are. Glenmore is in play next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Five words. £5,000. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
If you're just joining us here on The Breakfast Show on your Wednesday morning, playing Five Words, £5,000, we have Mr. Dormer, who is the Games and Forest School teacher and drives the kids into Danes Hill School. And the kids are on the school bus right now. They've all been chipping in and playing along, and they've given some really honest and open feedback on how they feel about the team as well here on The Breakfast Show. And I, for one, back their opinions 100%. Okay, guys, it's time to get down to business. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Glenmore okay. is in play. Here we go. Glen.
Mm-hmm.
First word that comes to mind when I say personal.
Space.
Correct! You got one!
Nice. Hey. Oh, they like him now.
Yeah. So fickle.
Love you, Glenn.
No, you don't. That's okay.
It's fine. You know, being loathed by a bus full of kids, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, the future of planet Earth. Yeah. It's fine. It's fine. Okay, next up. It's the word fork.
Knife.
Yes! Yes! Two out of five so far. Well done, Mr. Dormer. Well done, kids. As we move on to the third word, which is loft.
Insulation. Oh, sorry. Well, I don't know what else to say.
Again, church, I'd never say that.
I know.
No,
E-ambitions? I don't know.
It was loft extension. It was.
That's just as weird for a kid to say.
True, it would have had a Mr. Dormer window in it. It would have been absolutely lovely.
Whoa, well done.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, kids.
Unfortunately.
Are you
That's going? Definitely the name of the podcast. I'm sorry, kids. Unfortunately, you've not won the money today. Let's do the two remaining words. What have you got for Mini? M-I-N-I.
Cooper.
Mini Cooper. No, we have Mini Mouse. Obviously, it's spelled differently, but yeah. And wind.
Fall.
Yeah, no, we had gust there, which means it is 2 out of 5 on £5 Words, £5,000. So you've not won the money, but let me just say what an absolute joy it has been having Mr. Dormer and the kids from Danes Hill School on the show. Well done, kids. Yes. Enjoy the rest of your term. We'll speak to you real soon. And thank you ever so much for playing along every morning. It means the world to us. Well done.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Dave.
Speak to you later. Bye, guys. Love you, bye.
Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
We are about 50 minutes away from the launch of the No Repeat Guarantee, and that means you will not hear the same song twice between 9 and 5 across the entire Absolute Radio network. But right now, well, give me the badge. The cool badge. Yes, it's time to celebrate those crimes against cool. First through the doors this morning is Alison in Bury, who says, morning Dave, morning team. I went onto our local council website to check our bin collection. Much to my embarrassment, Google popped up with a, you visit this website often. Oh, the shame. Please take the badge. Thanks.
Shame from Alison. Google.
Make it your homepage. Just embrace it.
Why I've got you, Emma. Tomorrow is your final day before your maternity leave,
yes,
which is very exciting for you and the whole family. Of course, we're going to miss you, and it's, you know, but it is so exciting.
The kids won't, but we will. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, the kids
Those
on the
kids
bus
can't wait.
So this is your last opportunity to hand in the cool badge for a wee while. So the floor is yours.
I've got plenty stacked up. It's it's producer Ellie again.
Oh no. Making her sitting there with her youngness.
I know, making me feel old. I actually can't wait to get away from her for a few months. She
what, to hang out with someone even younger?
Yeah, but Ellie's annoying young. I'm 28 and I think Ellie's annoying young. Yeah.
She, the latest thing was slagging me off for watching TV as it goes out.
I've had this conversation.
What's going on with this?
She's
like, you actually watch stuff like on channels as it goes out. Yeah. I'm like, yes, that's what television is.
You watch terrestrial television.
Unlike me, I watch the news at 10 as a box set weeks down the line.
An omnibus.
Yeah, I was talking to Ellie about recording stuff, and she was like, you mean download? I was like, well, no, I'm recording it because I'm going to watch it.
Even that's old.
Yeah.
What's the problem? So
what is the problem?
The kids just stream. They don't have normal channels. Mm.
They don't watch it in the normal, traditional way.
You are such follow-up questions are compounding your cool badge misery. I just find it best to play this sound effect and just hope everyone giggles a little bit and then we just move on.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Hot off the back of Emma's annoyance at young producer Ellie.
He's got a problem with her as well. What is it?
This is from Mary. She says, our 16-year-old daughter messaged us to ask if she could get a ticket to see a singer in Hyde Park in June. At the end of the message, she signed off SZA. Later on that evening, I asked her who she wanted to see, and she looked at me in confusion and said, SZA. And I said, oh, so SZA is SZA. I thought it was some kind of young and funky abbreviated sign-off.
Oh, SZA. Yeah.
It's how the kids are now spelling Julius Caesar.
Yeah. Caesar around.
Oh, thank you, Mary. Let's all hand our call badges, shall we? By the way, this is Caesar.
Caesar. Oh, yes. My kids sort of talked about Caesar.
Tell everyone now this, Mary. Mary, to make yourself feel I think what you did say is more embarrassing.
You don't know Caesar. I'm familiar with the Caesar sisters.
Oh, anyway, thank you. So old. I'm familiar. You're not familiar with the Scissor Sisters, Maggie.
You'd love them.
I know what scissors are.
Yeah.
So, Mary, thank you for handing in the cool badge. Glenn Moore, I've asked Emma, what about you? Do you want to hand in the badge this week?
This is awful. I was at an event last week and there was food served at said event and it was a load of paninis and stuff like that. And I didn't want to get in. Basically, it was like a TV set and I wanted to sort of stand in a corner away from the crew who were sort of setting up. And so I was stood sort of eating one of these paninis and I was next to this big sort of potted plant because I was just trying to sort of stay out the way. And I went to take a big bite of the panini in front of everyone and a leaf from the potted plant was also part of that mixture. And so I just ate a plant in front of the room. I looked like a giraffe. It was just absolutely degrading.
Oh, you're so tall as well, that makes it even worse.
Yeah, it's the way I chewed as well. It was just, I just didn't see it go in. I realised the corner of my other plant was like being pulled towards me. Oh, man.
Did you keep on going,
awful,
like Lady in the Tramp?
Yeah, I mean to do this.
And it's your cool badge day here on The Breakfast Show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Good morning. Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And you know what? We've got a lot of it. Oh, yes, we have. So many different playlists, all available the end of your fingertip on your digital radio, via your vocal cords on your smart speaker, and of course in the free Absolute Radio app. So let's take a little look at what's coming up across just four of those different playlists with a game of snog, marry, avoid the playlist. Your fourth option today, inspired by Matt's social ammunition about bringing together different characters from different sitcoms, who you think would get on in real life, who you'd like to see a spin-off show starring. Mm. We've got snog, marry, avoid, watch them star in a sitcom.
Okay, yeah. Yes.
And your options are Absolute Radio 70s and Stevie Wonder. Coming up in 70s.
Marriage Material, surely.
If he said it once. On 80s, the Spandau Ballet. Your mate Hadley.
Oh, dear Tony. What a voice.
You'd snog Hadley, wouldn't you? Of course you would. Look at look his little face. Go to Naughties, it's the Gorillas. Marry a bunch of cartoon characters. And on the main station, it's Ash. Girl from Mars. Which is a song that would very much remind me of college, but of course it doesn't because I'm 28. But imagine I was older than that. This would definitely remind me of college. Okay, so what's it to be, Matt Dyson?
Yes, well, I'm marrying Stevie Wonder. As you mentioned, I have cuddled Tony Hadley. I've hugged him.
I did have to push too far, did I, to get to the truth?
We did embrace, certainly.
I rest my case, my love.
Absolute Radio quiz night many years ago, as it's recalled.
Wow.
So I'm snogging Ash, and I think gorillas in a sitcom, so you'd get, like, the cartoon characters,
yeah.
Murdoch and 2D,
yeah.
And they'd interact with the real-life Damon Albarn.
Okay.
They'd
be,
like, living around like Roger Rabbit.
Yeah. Animated characters and real life people mixed together. It'd be an amazing sitcom. At Home with Damon.
Glenmore, what about you?
I'm definitely agreeing with the gorillas. Producer Nelly and I were having an argument earlier on in the show about whether or not a sitcom could a cartoon be a sitcom.
Yes.
I think they can because of The Simpsons.
Yeah, 100%. Family Guy.
I'm snogging Stevie Wonder. I'm marrying Spanner Ballet. You know my thoughts on Ash.
Yeah. Oh yes. Oh yeah. It's getting awkward now.
Just that one song.
Emma Jones.
I think I'm pretty much on the same page as everyone else. You've got to put the gorillas in the sitcom. They're already a cartoon. Avoid Ash. Good, marry Stevie. TV, snog Tony.
Bish, bash, bosh. Well, there you go. 9 different playlists. Go on, join in.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Just after 9 is shout-out time, and as promised, 20 minutes ago, here are the topics that I've chosen for the smash. So one is the playlist, so anything to do with music.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
We need you to smash it together for pun reasons with sitcoms. It's kind of threaded throughout the show this morning Matt mentioned them in the social ammunition around 7:10. So it is sitcoms versus the playlist. The number is 8-12-15. Now, when you text in your wordplay to that number, make sure you include your name, where you are, maybe a sense of what you're up to, whoever you'd like a shout out for. It's entirely up to you, but do send it along to 8-12-15. So I've got Motor Bread.
Oh, yes.
And Fraser Light.
Oh, nice.
Thank you very much. I'm pleased with those. Mm. What have you got for us, Matt?
Men Without Hats Behaving Badly. 99 Lead Balloons.
Jack D.
And the Arctic Monkeys with Why Do You Only Call Me When You're High D High.
He's built for this. Emma Jones, this is going to probably be your final smash before maternity leave, so make it a good one.
I can't say I'm going out on a high. I got It's Always Sunny in Cher in Philadelphia. Yeah.
Good.
Jet Your Mother and Are You Being Verved?
That's great set. What a final farewell. Incredible. Glenn.
Bjork and Mindy. Steps, Toe and Son. And While My Guitar Gently Veeps.
Yes. Brilliant. It's over to you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where around this time, every now and again, I offer you the opportunity to work hard for a shout-out. Yes, just after 9 is shout-out time. And this morning, your task was the smash, and it was sitcoms versus the playlist. And may I say, ahead of reading them out, I think this is your finest work to date.
Yes, very good, very strong.
So, sitcoms versus the playlist. We begin with Elise in Rochdale and all the single dinner ladies. All the dinner ladies, all the single dinner ladies. We've got Slipknot Going Out from Techno.
Oh, wow.
We've got Brooklyn Nine-Nine Inch Nails from Kieran in Derry. We've got Some Others Do Have M and Them. We've got It Ain't Half Hot Mumford and Sons from Jane in Warwickshire. And we've got Clubfoot in the Grave from Den in Raynham. That's lovely, isn't it? Matt, how was Eric?
Simply Red Dwarf, says Stewie, who's also gone for 2.5 Men at Work. Citizen Can't Stop the Feeling, says Paul. Men About the House Martins. About the House Martins, says Mark. Round the Twist, Id's Sister, is from George.
Superb.
And Matt Preston has gone for House of the Rising Damp.
Excellent work, everybody. Just after 9 is shout-out time, and the smash will return real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Time to bid you farewell for another morning's worth of The Breakfast Show. Thank you for tuning in. And as always, to those of you who chose to join in. And of course, don't forget, you can join in anytime you like. For example, if you want to hand your cool badge in right now, but you're thinking, ah, oh, Dave and the guys are saying arrivederci. Well, don't worry. You can email me anytime you want, 24/7. My inbox is open and wanting. It is dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. Right, let's get down to the podcast naming ceremony, shall we, Matthew?
Yes, please.
The bell rung on four occasions this morning, but which is your favourite? We've got Neil from the past is very upset with Neil from the future.
Yeah, twisted stuff early doors on the show today, and it's a mug's game.
I'm sorry, kids.
Glenn apologising to a minibus full of children this morning. That actually happened on Five Words. You have to listen to that. It's amazing. Well worth getting the podcast for that.
Listen to the man. He's absolutely right. I know what SZAs are.
Ooh, that's a painful cool badge about scissor, as we all know.
And I just ate like a giraffe.
Glenn's cool badge, eating a leaf.
Accidentally, we should point out.
It's part of Panini. I think it has to be. Glenn apologising to the 100%. Children.
I think a great podcast name is I'm Sorry Kids. I really do. I really totally agree. So that's the name of the pod. Get it wherever you do your pod dealings. It's going to be available in about 3 minutes' time. Available in about 5 minutes' time will be Leona Graham. She'll be along on Absolute Radio with her tea break trivia, plus the details you need to enter Make Me a Winner, which is worth £165,000. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m., of course. So until then, stay safe. Stay entertained. Arrivederci.